Hi, Sander. How are you? And once again, before you answer that question, it is time to say A, hello, and B, Sander and Michelle Flom have recently written a book called Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. And I am a big advocate of it. It can be found at Amazon. It can be found in bookstores. It's under the business section. Now, hi, Sander. How are you?
Thank you very much for that nice plug for the book. We actually did very well. In the first month, we sold over 1,500 books online on Amazon.
Yeah, that's not what's the word I'm looking at? What we would normally say is that's not shabby. I don't know what people say now. But that's, you know, good work.
Okay. It's okay. You can say it, Julie.
All right. Okay. Not too shabby.
Millennials.
Right. What are the steps to millennialize your recruiting and retention strategies?
Well, okay. Before we get into retention and how to get them to work for you, over the weekend, the New York Post, the Sunday Post, had a great piece by Simon Sinek, who gave a wonderful 15-minute speech at TED called The Lost Generation. And the Post ran a two-page piece on his speech. I'm not going to quote, obviously I'm not going to go through the whole speech with you, but I do want to open up with some very interesting thoughts for our audience. Okay, this is Simon Sinek speaking. You know, he's a famous author and all that, young, and is a millennial. So apparently, I'm going to read this to you. Apparently, millennials as a generation, which is a group of people born approximately in 1994 and after, are tough to manage. And they're accused of being entitled, narcissistic, self-interested, unfocused, lazy. But entitled is the big one. And because they confound leadership so much, what's happening is leaders are asking the millennials, what do you want? And millennials are saying, we want to work in a place with a purpose. We want to make an impact. We want free food and bean bags, whatever that means. So there's lots of free food and bean bags, and yet for some reason they're still unhappy. That's because there's a missing piece. What I've learned, this is Simon Sinek, what I've learned, I can break down into four pieces. Four things, four characteristics: parenting, technology, impatience, and environment. Okay. The generation, too many of them, grew up subject to, quote, failed parenting strategies, where, for example, they were told they were special. They were told they could have anything in life just because they want it. Some of them got into honors classes not because they deserved it, but because their parents complained. I know a couple who did. Some of them got participation medals. You get a medal for coming in last. The science we know is pretty clear. It devalues the medal and the reward for those who deserve it and work hard. It actually makes the other person embarrassed because they know they don't deserve it, so it makes them feel worse. Okay, a little bit about that. That's the opening to Simon Sinek's talk, the TED talk. And I think a lot of it is true. It's a great article, by the way, for those of you who may be interested in seeing a little bit more about it. It's the Sunday Post called Postscript Society, by pieces by Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. Okay, now, the topic today is hiring them. How do we do it, right? So, creating a more casual dress code and doing away with cubicles may help draw the attention of some younger job candidates. Jill, if you go up to Google, here in Manhattan, you go to Bloomberg, where I don't think anyone's over the age of 30 there. That's the look. They did away with all the cubicles, because no one wears a shirt and tie. But that's the look. Okay, the desks and everything is open. But the real improvement in recruiting and retaining of millennials has to go a lot deeper, focusing on helping people build trust and connection to their work. So as we know, I'm not sure we know, but millennials are the country's largest generation. And 6 in 10 of them say they're looking for a new job opportunities, according to Gallup poll. So we're now in Business Management Daily, and the millennial article is by a gentleman named Tony Lee. He wrote about millennials in the Business Management magazine. So now he says millennials are leading the change to update HR practices at their companies. Mr. Lee, the author, recently moderated a panel of employers that won many awards for their ability to attract and retain millennials, this particular group, it's SHRM. And here are some tips from the discussion of these very well-known human resources people. Okay, so here are a few tips. Focus on creating a strong company branding. If you don't brand the company effectively, others will do it for you. So make sure millennial candidates hear what makes you a great employer so they can weigh that message against what they find online. Because as you know, millennials are online all the time, and if they didn't like the company or didn't like the job, they'll talk about it online, to Yelp, to Facebook, and other places. So you have to really create the branding for the company. Okay. Does that make sense, Jill?
No.
You?
Absolutely okay. Not. But and I wouldn't. I mean, it's not advice I would follow, but it's your show.
No, I concur.
I just think that is absolutely preposterous. That is like, you know, that's like the kid. I'm sorry, this isn't a millennial thing. That's like your 4-year-old who won't eat the vegetables. So yes. He's going to spread it all over his face and all over the kitchen. And if you are any sort of parent, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to say, okay, don't, you never have to eat vegetables again. Oh, please, please, child, don't be, you know, no. You work something out. And so I'm sorry. But more to the point, it doesn't. We did a show about 3 years ago, I think, where you were talking about it was Zappos, and it was some sort of all-inclusive management style, which we, P.S., didn't hear very much about afterwards, because guess what? It doesn't work.
Yes.
It's
interesting. So I completely concur with you, but I just want to make the point to our audience that this is from human resources people. This is this panel of well-known human resources people. This is what they are saying at this particular meeting about how to get them in, how to attract them. Okay, so to their point, be transparent with potential hires. Open and honest communication works best. Offer candidates the ability to talk with current employees and potential bosses about what makes your workplace collaborative and supportive. Okay. I think that makes sense. 3, commit to providing work-life balance. No kidding. Your culture must reflect your messaging. If you communicate an emphasis on work-life balance to attract new hires, make sure bonuses and promotions aren't based on working long hours or taking on extra assignments. This comes from human resources.
Can I just interrupt for one second?
Yeah.
I have a millennial nephew and a millennial niece. One is a midwife, and one is just about, he graduated Northwestern. He works for a big Macher firm, and he's going to get his MBA at some point. And I will tell you that any of the human resources that he went through weren't mollycoddling him.
Well, good, yeah. I mean, I concur. This is human resources, not me. Okay, remember, I ran a big firm. not me. You know, the bonuses and promotions was based on performance. You know, I understand what work-life balance is. You know, I see a lot of it and I understand it completely. But if you want to move forward, you really want to move forward, you have to make an impact and focus on that job and focus on what's good for the company and your boss. That's key. Okay. Pay next. Pay at least as much as the other guys. Make your compensation package competitive. If it isn't, explain the non-monetary benefits you can offer that may outweigh the lack of available budget for these people, available dollars. Okay, so you're talking about competitive salaries. And if it's not, what else can you offer? I can tell you, having millennials within my family, it's about the dollars, too. You know, it's about the dollars, too. My granddaughter, you know, turned down a very good job because an opportunity. Of course, the dollars were not the same as this other firm. And let's see how long it's going to last with the other firm. Okay, next. Create a structured skills training program. Focus on leadership development. Consider a dedicated team to help millennials address their craving for professional development and career progression. Okay. Many of them, Jill, as you know, want to get the heck out of there after work, go to the bar and have a couple of beers and some wine. The leadership development, you know, after work really doesn't work. If you could do it during the day, you know, during the working day, sure, but don't think about doing things after work, okay? Don't. Provide all the tools needed for workplace success. Millennials expect cutting-edge technology to help them be effective. If you cannot fulfill that expectations, you will not attract or retain the best and the brightest. Well, you know, that makes sense. Okay. Encourage internal mentoring and coaching. Millennials seek feedback and guidance from other employees and managers they respect. So do not disappoint them. Okay. It's good. I agree. Update your employee recognition program. Service awards typically aren't meaningful until the fifth year anniversary, but millennials' average tenure in a firm is 2.3 years. Possible solutions? Implement early milestone recognitions. Survey employees on how they'd like to be recognized. Incorporate social sharing that allows employees to recognize their work friends online. Okay. And finally, help millennials fulfill a higher purpose. Hire them to do well by doing good. Compensation is critical, but this generation also seeks the ability to make a difference, feel valued, and achieve a high sense of self-worth from their activities. I haven't seen much of this. I haven't seen much of the last thing about their desire after work to do something good. After work, they want to have some fun, relax, and go to the bar. So I haven't seen much of that. But here are the two different views, you know, one by Cynic and the one on how to recruit and retain by Mr. Lee, Tony Lee. You know, we can buy some of the stuff, but those of us who have had this group report to us to work for us, you know, not sure of all 10 of these things to be good. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day.